Hi there. The word for today is be aware of God in your situation. In Genesis 28, verse 16, the Bible says, Jacob speaking, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I was not aware of it." One night, Jacob had a dream. He saw a ladder with angels on it extending all the way up to heaven. And God said to him, Genesis 28, verse 15, listen to this for a great promise. "I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go." Well, the next morning, when Jacob awakened, he said, "The Lord is in this place and I was not aware of it." When it comes to recognizing God at work in your life or God speaking to you, you can either be spiritually tuned in or you can be like Jacob and not aware of him. It was business as usual for Moses the day he noticed the burning bush, which when you think about it wasn't an uncommon sight in a hot desert climate, except this time the bush kept burning and didn't burn out. And the Bible says in Exodus 3 verse 4, when Moses turned aside to look, God called to him. You'll have some of your greatest encounters with God in the everyday experiences of life. But you have to be open and receptive, otherwise you can miss him. Author William Barry puts it this way, whether you're aware of it or not, at every moment of our existence we are encountering God, who is trying to catch our attention and draw us into a reciprocal, conscious relationship with him. And you know what? You never really know where he'll appear or through whom he'll speak. After the resurrection, Mary Magdalene thought that Jesus was just the gardener. Paul writes in Ephesians 5 verse 14, "Wake up, O sleeper." And you can be awakened by a miraculous healing, a restored relationship, or even a great trial. Listen. Don't just look for God in your triumphs. Look for him in your troubles too. Theologian Frederick Buckner put it this way, "There is no event so commonplace but that God is present, leaving you room to recognize or not recognize him." And that's the word for you today.